basically, throughout, we learn that it is only through Jesus Christ that grace, faith, and salvation occurs. It's a theme in every single lesson today. And it's a gift. We don't have to accept it, or we can. The other theme is Christ is for all people. We see that in the Old Testament lesson. We see that in Paul's letter to the Galatians. And we see it in the Gospel. Doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile. God is for all. Jesus was sent for all. And what's kind of neat is that when Paul talks about the perverting of the faith, the Gospel, he's really talking about how it was being changed, but I'll get that into that in just a second. But what's neat is from the very beginning of time till now and forever, I love how the colic opens up. Oh God, your never-failing providence sets in order all things, both in heaven and earth. In other words, God is going to order. He's going to set it in better order. He's going to redeem. He's going to clean up our mess that we make. Especially if we try hard to love him and serve him. But he's going to redeem everything in the end anyway, because God is all-powerful, and he's going to have his way. Now, Solomon, he starts off right away with kind of explaining, what kind of a God do we have? Why are we in church on a day like this and not in a pool? Or not in air conditioning? Why are we here? We're here because of this reason. There is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath. Keeping covenant, keeping his promises, and having steadfast, sure and certain and eternal love for each and every one of us who walks before him with their hearts. Does that mean they have to be perfect? No. But we have to give God our hearts and strive to do our best. That's love, and that's what these lessons are all about. They're all about love. And then here's Solomon's point about foreigners. He said, then here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls you to do. Solomon knew that God wanted all people to hear about him, to love him, and to obey him. And he goes further and he says, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and respect you, just like your Israelites do. And they were God's chosen because they responded to him first. And then, of course, we have a song. I won't go through the song, but the song, it just tells all the grand things about our Lord, our God. What I'd like to do is skip to the Gospel. Jesus goes to Capernaum, and what happens? There's a centurion there. What does that mean? He's a Gentile. He's not a Jew. And the centurion, who was a Gentile, had a slave, had a servant that was very ill. And the centurion heard about Jesus, and so he sent some of his Jewish elders. Why would he do that? Why would he send the Jewish elders? Out of respect, because the centurion knew the difference between Gentile and Jew, and he knew it would be disrespectful for him to send a Gentile. So he sent his Jewish elders, and they appealed to Jesus. They said, he is worthy of having you heal his servant, of doing this for him, because he loves his people. He cares, the centurion cared for the people so much that he even built them a synagogue. So we have a Gentile centurion who cared enough to build a synagogue for the Jews to be able to worship their God. Pretty good attitude. That's a love that's deep within him. And then we hear a little bit more about the centurion. He says, but when he was not far off, this is Jesus, when Jesus was not far off from the house, the centurion sent his friends to tell him, Lord, don't trouble yourself. You don't have to. I'm a Gentile. And then he says, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Every time before I take communion, I say, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof, meaning my body. But speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. It's only through Jesus that my soul and all our souls are healed. No other reason. And then he goes on to explain. He says to Jesus, well, I'm a man under authority and with soldiers underneath me. And he explains how, okay, if I say do this, they do. If I tell them go there, they go there. And so Jesus responds and he says, I tell you to the crowd there who was Jewish and Gentile. And this was a hard thing for the Jews to hear. I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. Not even in his own people, the chosen people of God, has he found faith like that. Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter who we are, what we do. If we turn to the Lord, he is there for all of us. There's no difference to the Lord. And then finally, Paul, basically the same lesson, but you know, Paul has some problems and you hear it through the lesson. Paul was a Jew. He was a Pharisee. He was a lawyer. He was highly educated. He was the elite of the elite. And if he was really trying to please people, he never would have become a Christian. He was also, let's say, the arch persecutor of all the Christians. So Paul had a rough time because Paul was not only shunned now by his family and his friends, but can you imagine having 1 week someone be murdering the Christians, the next week have them in your church preaching the gospel? The Christians were leery too, so he was doing this out of his love for Jesus. And then the very last line, I'll read it. For I did not receive it, the gospel, from human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. He was trying to defend to those people that he was an apostle sent by Jesus Christ. Remember on the road to Damascus, Paul fell off his horse, and he was face to face and met Jesus. And Jesus told him what to do. So he was trying to explain to them why he was doing what he was doing. And so then Paul tells him, he says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should not proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, that person, let that one be accursed. And Larry said to me, wow, that was really tactful. Was, I guess. But what Paul was doing, he was trying to keep the new Christianity pure. Some of the people in those days wanted to make the new Gentile Christians become Jewish first and then become Jewish. What they wanted them to do was become circumcised and then learn the Torah like the Pharisees had taught them. And they had to follow the Torah. What Paul knew about Jesus' gospel was it didn't matter if you were circumcised or not, but what mattered even more, and I'm not saying that the Ten Commandments are not to be followed, but what matters more is to know that we can follow all the laws in the world, all the commands in the world, and by ourselves, on our own, that is not going to save us. I can follow all the rules of the world, and that's not going to save me. What's going to save me? What's going to save us? What's going to save all people? That we love the Lord and have faith in him. Because what is love? If we love God, we're going to strive to do our best. If we love God, we're going to love him enough to put ourselves second and him first. If we love God enough, we're going to learn how to love each other, support each other, and serve each other, just like Jesus loves, supports, encourages, and serves us. could my tears forever flow. All for sin could not atone. Thou must save.